The answer is a down arrow for bicarb CO2 and pH. This patient has a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis caused by the aspirin. Initially, in the first 20 minutes, aspirin will cause an isolated respiratory alkalosis due to upregulation of the respiratory centers in the brain. We'd expect a down arrow for CO2, up arrow for pH, no change for bicarbonate. After about 20 minutes, the salicylic acid, the aspirin, is an acid itself, will kick in and cause a metabolic acidosis where the bicarb goes down, okay? Looks like compensation, not fucking compensation, okay? Don't confuse it. Bicarb would never change this quickly if we had a respiratory disturbance. It would take about a day to really change to compensate. It conveniently looks like compensation, but aspirin itself is an acid, will cause the bicarb to go low. So 80% of the time, the pH will also be low. If the pH is in the normal range for whatever reason, it'll be obvious in the vignette that the patient has consumed aspirin, okay? So once again, initially, acute respiratory alkalosis, after about 20 minutes, becomes a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. That's it.